This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's called presidential harassment.
That's what President Trump is accusing House Democrats of engaging in at word of a new investigation into him and his administration. He also called the California Democrat who chairs the House Intel panel, Adam Schiff, a political hack. Schiff's response?
I can fully understand why the president has gotten used to the idea that Congress doesn't do oversight, because for the last 2 years, the Republican majority has essentially been missing in action when it comes to being a co-equal branch of government.
He was speaking on MSNBC. The Senate Judiciary Committee votes today on the nomination of William Barr to be Attorney General, and that Republican-led panel is expected to move Barr on to the full Senate for a confirmation vote soon. More snow is making its way to the center of the United States. An Arctic front will drop several inches on South Dakota through Minnesota. And this is USA Radio News.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
For the third time in the last 8 months, a Milwaukee police officer has been killed on duty. This time, a 35-year-old veteran of the force was shot while executing a search warrant on the city's south side yesterday morning. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says he's filled with sorrow and also with anger.
This is a very, very, very difficult time for our city, for the Milwaukee Police Department, obviously for the family that's been affected. And we ask for your prayers.
A 26-year-old suspect's in custody. The jury in the trial of alleged drug kingpin El Chapo, now into day 4 of deliberations, yesterday asking several legal questions of the judge concerning murder charges. The trial itself has now lasted over 40 days, including testimony from over 55 people. Rocker Ozzy Osbourne is hospitalized, suffering complications from the flu. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Venezuelan soldiers blocking a bridge on the Colombian border to prevent an aid shipment from coming into the country. And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is angry about it, demanding that Venezuela allow the humanitarian aid to enter that nation. President Nicolas Maduro controlling the army, and the aid shipment was organized by the opposition leader Juan Guaido, who has declared himself interim president of Venezuela. Pompeo again demanding Maduro let that aid through. In a tweet saying, quote, the Maduro regime must let the aid reach the starving people. Maduro has said the humanitarian aid would be the start of a U.S.-led invasion, and he has vowed that no one is going to enter. The road to the stars is not without sacrifice, and today NASA honors the astronauts who gave their lives in furthering the agency's mission of exploration during the annual Day of Remembrance. NASA's administrator will be at a wreath laying this afternoon at Arlington National Cemetery's Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And Liam Neeson is canceling his appearance on Late Night with Stephen Colbert tomorrow amid his controversial admission. He had said that he once, after a loved one was raped by a black man, roamed the streets for days looking for a black man to kill in revenge. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That's what it's all about, and that's why we're here, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining in, because it requires all hands on deck if we're going to get this country back on track, be that change that you see in others, because it's pointing out the glaring error of, you know, our constitutional rights and, you know, how we've missed the mark here. The government up for, by we the people. If we're not engaged, then we relinquish our position of authority. And you've got the America that we have today. Luke Rosiak is joining us now, senior watchdog reporter for the Washington Examiner and its data editor. Previously, he reported for the Washington Times and the Washington Post, was a member of the Sunlight Foundation reporting group. Luke, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I've been looking forward to this because your investigative reporting is has been something, you know, that is so critical to, you know, why journalism and why reporters are there. And I think we've been missing out, and the country has paid a big price because there has been this glaring lack of investigative reporting. So I cannot thank you enough for all the hard work. I mean, this was a two-year project, and some might say 2 years and a lifetime because of all your experience that you've invested in this new book, Obstruction of Justice, How the Deep State Risks National Security to Protect the Democrats.
Yeah, I mean, it really was a surreal experience to be investigating this case over the last 2 years. And this is something that kind of came out of, if you think back over the last 2 years, how the Democrats so expertly manipulated the DOJ and the FBI to kind of do their bidding and to set the wheels in motion for what's now this Donald Trump and Russia investigation that, of course, the Democrats paid Fusion GPS to, you know, kind of feed that to the FBI. Simultaneously, you've got the Hillary Clinton email investigation kind of sabotaged from within. And so what I started looking at 2 years ago is a case that really very few people out there have ever heard about, but they're going to wish they had once they read. They're going to be, you know, shocked to hear about it once they read this book. There's the case of this Pakistani guy who hacked Congress at the exact same time that the DNC hack happened and that the whole Russia narrative was being built. And so what I follow is this shocking national security breach in Congress, and then also the cover-up. And at the end of it, you realize, my God, the Democrats are manipulating us routinely. They're finding out, they're controlling what we find out about, and they're sort of expertly manipulating the media and the DOJ. And it's really just, we're living almost in a post-truth world where the narrative is defined by them.
Well, they're fake news Jedis. Luke, I mean, it's amazing what they've been able to do and avoid, you know, you know, any kind of scrutiny on this deal. And now we've got, you know, like Don Quixote chasing windmills, we've got the Justice Department, you know, pursuing Donald Trump. And it's going, wait a minute, in order to get to Donald Trump, you guys have to obviously ignore criminal activity on the part of the DNC, Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Nancy Pelosi at all.
Yeah, totally. And, if Trump did something bad with Russia, I wouldn't support that. But what is it? Sure. It's been 2 years, right. And no one can tell us what it is. So,
meanwhile, you've got this other information that's glaring. It's right there in front of you, how they exposed our country's underbelly with this Pakistani national and his family, and they paid him money to do this. And then when they found out about it, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, I mean, you can see her in the video how upset she was with the Capitol Police. And you know, that's my computer. I want that computer back.
Exactly. And I mean, this when they caught this hacker, it was the summer of 2016, and they decided to leave him on the network until after the election. That's an insane thing to do. I mean, they knowingly allowed the country to continuously be hacked for 7 months so that they could make sure that they didn't have to deal with this story during the election. And during that, and so finally he's banned from the Congress network, but he's not arrested. And he sneaks in, as you just mentioned, he sneaks into the Capitol and takes Debbie Wasserman Schultz's laptop and leaves it in a phone booth at midnight. And then it turns out that he's stolen the identity of an intelligence specialist on Capitol Hill. And so he's got a secret second username on Capitol Hill after he's supposed to have been banned. It's truly like something out of a movie. It's like James Bond, and they were never going to tell us about any of this stuff.
Well, what a level of incompetence that is just incredible. Luke, as you started, you know, pulling the strings on this, as you say, this had to be surreal for you because you're going, no, come on, this can't be happening in the United States. I mean, we've got smarter people than this.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people who heard about it, and if you were to Google this case, Imran Warren is the name of the Pakistani guy, Washington Post article would come up and it says, oh, that's a conservative conspiracy theory. It's been debunked by the FBI. None of that is true. The book lays out how Democrats in Congress found out what happened, blew the whistle, and subsequently the leadership intervened and they were retaliated against and evidence disappeared and the whole thing was a systematic cover-up that was orchestrated. And so in any earlier time, I think there would be some interest about this from reporters, and the documents are all there. A lot of the stuff that I was saying, it's verifiable. Mm-hmm. But in this day and age, I mean, it's so easy to say, oh, fake news, especially when the story is, as you say, this story is so wild. It really is like it's one of the biggest stories. Newt Gingrich wrote the foreword of my book, Obstruction of Justice, and he says that this is the biggest scandal in congressional history. And so if you haven't been following it, which really it was covered up, so no one did, but if you hear about it in passing, you might say, that can't be true. There's no way that happened or I would have heard about it. And that's kind of what this book, the first part of the book is what happened, and the second part is the cover-up. And you just think, you know, it's no wonder they were able to make us think, it can't be real. But when I was writing this book, I just thought, if they weren't going to tell us about this, what else are they hiding?
Exactly. That's the whole point. And to me, this is symptomatic, and it's consistent with the way the Democratic apparatchik and the deep state operates, is it not?
Absolutely. And one of the most interesting parts of this to me was that Paul Ryan was in control of the House of Representatives when this happened. Mm-hmm. And the Democrats were in the minority. And yet, for all intents and purposes, the Democrats managed to be in charge. And, you know, my book details how they did that through a complicated series of Machiavellian lies and plots, but also sort of Republicans just being kind of these naive fools. So the Democrats are highly motivated because they're in their mind, they're in this war against the evil Nazis that they imagine jumping out at them or whatever. And so they're scheming, and they think the ends justify the means. And the Republicans, there's a certain class of Republicans here in Washington that are, you know, they've got comfortable salaries. They don't want to risk their job. It's easier to avoid drama. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people from both parties knew what was happening here, and they all kind of hoped that someone else would step up. And at the end of the day, there's an element of kind of human cowardice and failure where we were kind of let down by politicians who put political optics over, you know, the truth and the nation's security.
Wow. Does that hit the nail on the head, political cowardice? Are you surprised, ladies and gentlemen? You heard nothing yet. We're going to get deeper into this Luke Roziak's book, Obstruction of Justice, How the Deep State Risks National Security to Protect Democrats. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
And whether we are rich or poor.
Are you kidding me? Oh my God!
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent, I got to admit it, every Monday through Friday, 9 to noon, Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Luke Ruziak continues with us. His book, Obstruction of Justice, How the Deep State Risked National Security to Protect the Democrats. You know, Luke, in reading your book, again, I was just reminded of the State of the Union when President Trump, you know, put out a clarion call for us to, you know, reach for greatness, you know, strive for greatness, you know, why not, you know, and, but if we're going to get there, we have got to be honest and deal with these things, that have been so perverted within our government for such a long period of time. And the deep state right now is kind of the summary of the ills of the inner workings of our political process, is it not?
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, as Americans, we need to be able to rely on a certain foundation of society for honesty. We used to be able to come to agreement and say, all right, we've got our different opinions, but it tends to be if the Department of Justice or the FBI says something, we can all agree that that's true. If the media says something, it likely has a basis in fact. And for good reason, our faith in those institutions has been shaken. And is there any wonder we're so divided as a people now? I mean, they did this to us. The people like Fusion GPS who decided that it was fair game to manipulate criminal investigations for political gain, they did a real disservice to the country.
And this has all, you know, been something that has been, you know, rather progressive within, you know, the body politic and in reporting. I mean, I still maintain, Luke, between you and I, this is a whole nother deal, and we've addressed this many times, is that after all these years, we still can't figure out who killed President Kennedy. We don't know the whole story. And I know that might be shocking for some people, and you don't necessarily have to comment on that, but it's just that, you know, I think the president was going to release, the sealed up reports and study on this. And he did in part, but, it's like, to me, it was obvious that he stopped. You know, it's like, okay, my question is, why did he stop, authorizing the release of the remaining papers of the JFK assassination? So if we're in a cloud and shroud and shadow in one area, it's going to affect everything.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was really jarring to do this reporting and to see the evidence and to see the people on Capitol Hill who knew full well what happened. And you've got records and documents. And then for the FBI to say, oh, well, we looked into it. There's nothing there. And right. To know that that's false, that they're intentionally misleading the American people. It's truly disturbing.
Well, Luke, real quick, summarize, you know, what happened, you know, with Imran.
So there's this Pakistani guy, Imran Awan, who started working as a systems administrator, a computer guy on Capitol Hill 10 years ago. And his main person he was working for was Debbie Wasserman Schultz, but he was also working for like 40 other members on a part-time basis. So he had access to all the emails and files of 20% of Congress. And so during the 2016 election, the Inspector General of Congress, who's in charge of, you know, policing things in behind the scenes on the Capitol, found that he was hacking Congress and impersonating congressmen and logging into their accounts in ways he shouldn't possibly have been doing and taking data off the House network. And so at that point, things kind of go off the rails, and this investigator is driven out of Congress. They leave him on the network, and they try to make sure that no one finds out about it, and evidence starts disappearing because this guy knows that the cops are closing in on him, but he's got time to just, like, make evidence disappear. So they say – they write this report that says the House Democratic Caucus server was hacked. So it sounds like the DNC, it's kind of like a similar sister group. It's House Democratic Caucus server within the U.S. Congress.
Right.
And so that server, when the cops go to follow up and to seize it as evidence, they say, my God, the server has disappeared. It's gone. And so the evidence starts disappearing. And this is during the election. You'd think someone would tell us if the House Democratic Caucus server, which is currently evidence in a felony hacking case, disappears. And they weren't going to tell us about any of that stuff. So it goes on and on where this guy has obvious connections to foreign governments. He's got this company called CIA LLC, which is like just a cutout, like a front company,
right,
that he uses to take $100,000 from an Iranian government minister. And this is while he's working for members of the Intelligence Committee. And so the connections to really frightening behaviors just go on and on. And if you Google this guy's name, Imran Awan, there's a article in the Pakistani newspaper that was written about him in the English language 10 years ago that talks about how he has this extraordinary political power in Pakistan, travels the country with armed guards protecting him. He can snap his fingers and his enemies are tortured. Crazy, crazy stuff that there's no reason a lowly IT guy in Capitol Hill should have. And so there's all this stuff. There's a tremendous paper trail. There's equipment disappearing on Capitol Hill. And in one case, a tenth of a congresswoman's budget goes missing. And the computers are all disappearing, and that's all documented, too, in Congress. And so the Democratic whistleblowers start noticing that their computers are disappearing, and they blow the whistle, and the investigation eventually uncovers the hack. But they conceal it, and later on, I'm kind of like the only reporter raising the alarm, and eventually the Democratic spinmeisters come in, and they start saying, "Ah, I bet Donald Trump was picking on this guy because he's Muslim. He's from Pakistan, so Trump probably wanted to get him because he's Pakistan." Right. It's like, dude, he's an IT guy. I mean, half the IT guys in the country are from Pakistan or India. No one cares.
Right.
But this guy was, they had him. They had the evidence. Extraordinary wrongdoing on Capitol Hill. Whole thing is systematically covered up.
And, of course, after everything is said and done, they basically just slapped the guy's hand, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And he was kind of threatening to implicate congressmen if they would bring him to trial. And there's even a quote in the Washington Post where he says, "Yeah, you know, about those invoices where they were cooking the books so that computers could disappear, the congressman told me to do it. After all, the congressmen were the ones signing off on all this stuff. They're supposed to be overseeing it." So there was an element where the Democrats were deeply embarrassed about what happened. And I think most importantly, they wanted this narrative about Russia and hacking and the Democrats are the poor victims of evil Russians. And so when you have this other hack that's very similar at the same time, and it's done by Pakistanis who the Democrats hired and failed to vet and missed all these red flags, I think they go into that PR mode because Democrats are always thinking about optics and how things look, and they didn't want that to get out. And so they made sure that we never heard about it, even though that meant letting this guy get away with it and leaving really years of wrongdoing in Congress completely unpunished.
Well, all this hoopla about Donald Trump, I've been saying it's like chasing, you know, windmills like Don Quixote, this Russian collusion. And, you know, as we mentioned in the first segment here, Luke, you've got to obviously step over some grievous, you know, criminal activity, you know, to pursue this theory and spend, you know, now $30 million in counting on this special prosecution. And meanwhile, this sits there in your book. This is going to be problematic for them because this is quite an exposure, obstruction of justice that you've laid out.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that obviously the Democrats will just try not to read it. But if they do, they will find that it's actually a very balanced book that shows in detail what happened in ways that really no one could deny. It names names and says this staffer did this on this date. And so the evidence is all there. If people read it, I think it'll just like blow your mind about the integrity of the judicial system. But ultimately what I think it is this alliance between the Democrats, the DOJ, and the media. And they're all kind of in cahoots with each other. And when you have all three lined up, it's a pretty powerful force in terms of just shaping what we as Americans perceive to be reality.
Well, so what do you think happens? Do you think the DOJ gets a conscience and, you know, does something about this? Or, you know, the pressure by the American people as they read your book, you know, fires back and where, you know, some, you know, bushes are rustled up here? What do you think happens?
You know, all I can do is tell the truth and have the belief that an informed electorate is the first step. But I think that there's a certain sadness and pessimism to the book. I mean, there's at the end of the day, you can replace Jim Comey at the top of the FBI. You can replace Jeff Sessions at the head of the DOJ. But that's not going to change anything. It's kind of like swapping out a figurehead. And the problems are deeper. I think that, you know, Trump is right to identify the swamp. He's
yeah.
Nail on the
it,
head.
It is systemic. I agree with you. We got to leave it right there. Luke Roziak on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Luke.
By Toyota. Toyota introduces the new 2019 Corolla hatchback. The fun-to-drive model evokes style without compromise while boosting Toyota's newest, most technologically advanced features in a small car. With its lengthy list of standard features that includes Intune 3.0 with Apple CarPlay and Amazon Alexa connectivity, a revised Sport 2 suspension, and Toyota Safety Sense 2.0, Corolla Hatchback strikes a resounding chord with drivers who value authenticity, utility, safety, and style. Peter Greenberg, Emmy-winning investigative reporter.
I grew up driving a small stick-shift car with no power. It was a struggle. But what I've discovered with the Corolla Hatchback is a powerful manual transmission car with surprising balance. It's fun to drive and can actually haul all of my stuff for a road trip that gets me there and back on just one tank of gas, not to mention accessibility to the affordable destinations I write about.
For more, visit Toyota.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's called presidential harassment.
That's what President Trump is accusing House Democrats of engaging in at word of a new investigation into him and his administration. He also called the California Democrat who chairs the House Intel panel, Adam Schiff, a political hack. Schiff's response?
I can fully understand why the president has gotten used to the idea that Congress doesn't do oversight, because for the last 2 years, the Republican majority has essentially been missing in action when it comes to being a co-equal branch of government.
He was speaking on MSNBC. The Senate Judiciary Committee votes today on the nomination of William Barr to be Attorney General, and that Republican-led panel is expected to move Barr onto the full Senate for a confirmation vote soon. More snow is making its way to the center of the United States. An Arctic front will drop several inches on South Dakota through Minnesota. And this is USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Hey, we've continue on here at the intersection of faith and politics, and Brian Magid is going to be joining us, Vice President of New York Live, featured by Forbes, USA Today, and Tribune newspapers. Here's a little bit of the background. You know, the start of a new year is filled with resolutions to make better decisions than the past year. Many of these goals involve finances, but, you know, it can be hard to determine how to get started and which goals to prioritize, right? Well, according to a new survey from New York Life, only 28% of parents report having a financial plan in place to care for their children if something should happen. And the percentage of parents who plan to seek professional help managing finances in the new year is down, believe it or not. Young families are most at risk. Millennials self-report that they have only 22% of life insurance coverage they need to protect their loved ones. Now, parents are also less optimistic than last year that children in America will have a better quality of life when they become adults. In fact, less than half of parents, 44%, believe children will be better off versus a majority, 54%, in last year's survey. Parents who do plan to seek expert financial advice are substantially more optimistic that children will have a better quality of life than their parents. As I mentioned, Brian Magid, Vice President of New York Life, is here, and we're going to be talking how to alleviate financial anxieties among families in 2019 through protection-first financial planning. Brian, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Boy, I'll tell you, these stats are a bit shocking. I mean, a big change between 1 year. It makes you wonder what happened.
Yeah, it's shocking to the public, but what's interesting is, you know, I have the privilege of working with our 12,000 agents across the country, And these are the conversations we're having at the kitchen table every day. And the one that I think your listeners are really going to key into is that 28% of parents, they're focused on having a plan, which means so many more aren't.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have a plan in place, so if something happens to them, how are the kids going to take care of it? So I see one of the biggest financial mistakes out there, the biggest financial planning mistakes, is not having a plan and then neglecting that protection first, protecting mm-hmm. what matters most.
Right.
And then also learning how to balance the long-term financial goals with the day-to-day financial obligations.
Exactly. Well, you've got to start. I mean, you may have the idea that you need to do this, but basically what it's telling us, I would think, Brian, is that you've got to make the first step, right?
You absolutely do. And you know, we feel that the first step is just finding someone to talk to,
mm-hmm.
somebody that's an expert, that's been trained, and then let them walk you through a process and learn what your family's goals and objectives are. And then once you figure that out, put that plan in place, but most importantly, take some action.
You know, Brian, as you talk about your agents and you say that, you know, the experience they have, I mean, what a treasure trove of experience. I mean, how many other families have they talked to, helped along the way? But, you know, that resource, if you don't take advantage of it, it's just going to lie there dormant. And you guys are terrific to make that available.
Oh, yeah. And what's interesting is a lot of people don't even know where to start.
Mm-hmm.
And some people like to do some research. And a great way to start is go on our website, newyorklife.com, and you can do your own research. And because we have 12,000 people across the country that are all professionally trained, you can find if somebody's in your community that you could reach out to.
Uh-huh. Brian, what is the general condition in terms of attitude that the folks have about family finances in 2019 that you know found quite curious?
2019 is all about debt reduction. Debt reduction is the number one financial goal for parents. In fact, 72% of parents make that their number one financial goal. And it's even greater for the younger families, the millennials. 80% of millennials say that they want to make sure that paying down consumer debt is the most important goal. Now, I do have some concerns with that, because when you take a singular focus just on one financial goal and you neglect other type of planning, this really could put your family at harm's way, and it could be damaging to the family.
Mm-hmm. So you have to think about it in terms of its totality, not just one aspect of it, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. And when I mentioned earlier protecting what matters most, and you think about this totality concept, mm-hmm. it's really protecting what you earn, protecting what you own, protecting what you owe, and protecting, most importantly, those you love. And so making sure that all of that is taken care of, that really gives you permission now to do other types of financial planning. And we believe that without that protection first, nothing else really matters in your plan.
No, that's an excellent point. Brian, you know, for people who are, you know, prone already, they're at that point in their financial attitude and awareness to seek help, you're finding that these people are, you know, they've got a step ahead of others and are more optimistic than the average about, you know, their financial future, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, when you think about it, when you can look past just today and you can sit down with somebody that really understands your goals and objectives, and then you put together a plan, that peace of mind that causes actually fuels the optimism. And
mm-hmm.
so parents that do that are much more optimistic about the financial future than those that don't.
Well, we want to increase that number, you know, from 28%. Let's get it up there. So we got to start with the first step. Brian, remind everybody, you know, what is that first step that they can take toward alleviating these anxieties?
So the first step, we believe, is just finding somebody out there that's an expert, professionally trained, sitting down with them, letting them understand what your goals and objectives are for your family, and then put together a plan. And once that plan is put together, then you really need to take action. Just doing that alone will make your family better off, and it will give you and your entire family unit just that peace of mind, knowing that when the worst happens, people are going to be taken care of.
Yeah, and no question. It starts with that first step. And once you do that, then it's like you've got the ball rolling, and it will move along. We're talking with Brian Magid, who works with New York Life's 12,000 agents across the United States. And, of course, this offers him a keen sense for the personal finance conversations taking place with families, as he says, around the kitchen tables across the United States. This includes financial protection strategies in the midst of an unpredictable market and longer-term concerns about savings and retirement. We talked about, okay, you've got to step forward, start making the difference, make that first step, and begin to alleviate those anxieties. Again, Brian, why is protection first, a protection first mindset so crucial to overall financial well-being?
Bill, that's a great question. So here's how I think about it. As we know in our study, the number one financial concern is paying down consumer debt. So imagine that young couple. And because what young couples do, they're having kids, they're getting into their first homes, and sometimes they build up that credit card debt.
Mm-hmm.
Got a young couple that has $30,000 of credit card debt. And all of a sudden they say, we're only going to focus on this. Mm-hmm. And now when we look at it, 2 months in, the breadwinner dies. Not only is the family still stuck with that debt, but they've lost the income, and that's devastating.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, Brian, we talk about the young families, the millennial families. They are the most exposed, are they not?
They are. In fact, just 1 out of 10 millennials have the proper amount of life insurance. So this is a great opportunity for them to look at a protection-first process and make sure that they get that implemented. And for those millennials, if they just do a little bit of research, we find they're more apt to reach out to a professional. And the best place to do that research, go on our website at newyorklife.com, where there's a lot of great stuff, and they could access if they want to try to find somebody in their area.
Brian, as we wrap things up again, you hit on something that was just so important. I think those four crucial elements that we need to be aware of and to keep them in balance. Remind the folks real quick as we wrap it up, those four key things that they should be looking at.
Yeah, so when we think about just making sure you have that protection focus first, it's really protecting what you earn, what you own, what you owe, and those you love. And there are so many people, only 28% of the people out there are focused on having a plan. And we know that those that do plan and they work with a professional, great things happen. And without protection inside your financial plan, nothing else matters.
Well, Brian, this is great information. Thank you so much. Brian Magid, Vice President with New York Life. Have a great day. Appreciate it.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906.
Are you struggling with serious emotional and physical illness? You know someone who is. The book Yeshua Prescription is now available at ChristianHealingOils.com, along with sacred anointing oil formulated directly from the Bible. Based on the healing techniques and teachings of Jesus and the scriptures, this book provides a step-by-step guide for healing all facets of life, including health, relationships, abuse, addictions, betrayal, and more. Author Elise Monet takes you on a deep journey into truth and surrender, two of the primary keys to unlocking Jesus' power in your life by applying her AAA healing system and Christian healing oils. The miracles of Jesus come alive within you, healing mind, body, and spirit. The Yeshua Prescription is available today for only $14.95 and Sacred Christian Healing Oils for $24.95 per 10 milliliter bottle. For a limited time, go to ChristianHealingOils.com and receive free shipping with every order. That's ChristianHealingOils.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Well, you know what this means? Yes, it is time for Steve Evans, the movie guy, live from Hollywood, California.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
You know, I love the big fanfare because it gives me a chance to put on the producer, you know, the announcer voice, Steve-O, to bring you on.
I just feel good hearing that music. It kind of makes you feel good, doesn't it?
Well, you know, I think maybe we ought to tell the wife unit, man, every time you come into the house, you know, that's your theme music. That's just going to come ahead of you.
That should be my doorbell, actually, when you think about it, you know?
Without a doubt, exactly. Well, glass numero uno, huh?
Yeah, it was a little slow at the box office last weekend. You had the Super Bowl. You had the cold weather. I think a lot of people thought, well, I'm going to stay in. It's cold outside. We'll watch this Super Bowl, which turned out to be, well, not quite as super as people had hoped. So this was, I guess, the slowest weekend at the box office in about the last 17 months. So that's what happened last week. We're moving on now. We have some big titles opening this weekend. We'll talk about that in a moment. But as you were saying, Glass was number one with the number of $9.5 million. So, you know, that's...
So maybe the theater operators are upset that the government went back to work because you know, they go back to work and all of a sudden box office goes a little quiet, huh?
Well, their matinee business may have fallen off. You know, who knows? The Upside, number two, making about 8.7. Miss Ball of the new entry last weekend made only about 6.9. Big disappointment there. We have Aquaman, number four. That's made about, 323 million so far in this country. Oh. And Spider-Man, Into the Spider-Verse, it seems to be permanently locked into that number five position. That was number five, making about 4.5 million last weekend. As I was saying, we have some bigger titles opening up this weekend. Shall we start with the Lego Movie 2?
Oh, yeah.
Second part. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the sequel to the beginning of the other movie, which came out about 5 years ago, called the Lego Movie. This is reuniting the heroes of Bricksburg in an all-new action-packed adventure to save their beloved city. It's been 5 years since everything was awesome, and the citizens are now facing a huge new threat, invaders from outer space, wrecking everything faster than it can be rebuilt.
All those doggone Martians. They're irritating. Yeah.
We have this battle to defeat the invaders and restore harmony to the Lego universe. This will take Emmett and Lucy and Batman and their friends to faraway, unexplored worlds, including including a strange galaxy where everything is a musical, and it will test their courage, creativity, and master building skills to reveal just how special they really are. 89% of the critics are recommending this. I think the critics are in a good mood for whatever reason. Everybody's getting high marks.
And can I ask you something?
Sure.
I mean, Lego Movie, too. I mean, this is like a kid's movie. Why is it PG? I mean, do the Lego characters go, you know, they go off the plantation here or something? What's going on?
I don't know. Maybe there are some darker moments in the movie. I don't know.
Okay. Just inquiring people want to know, I guess.
I guess so. You know, so it is. Well, PG is, you know, that's PG-13. PG is...
still parental guidance. I mean, hey, look, we got these little, you know, cute characters and stuff like that. I mean, you would think that, you know, parents wouldn't have to offer too much guidance, but I guess maybe in this particular case they must.
Well, okay. There may be some guidance to be given. Who knows?
Okay, all right.
I haven't seen the movie, so
okay.
The critics
right.
are liking it, and it seems like it's one that you could take the kids to, and the adults wouldn't be totally bored out of their mind.
Right,
so there
exactly.
You.
Okay, maybe that's the reason. Okay.
Do you remember the movie What Women Want? That came
yes.
out in 2000. By the way, that was almost 20 years ago. It doesn't seem like that, but it's true. That was Mel Gibson.
Yeah, huh?
Yes, charming Mel back before his darker side emerged.
Hey. Mm-hmm.
He was great in this. I love that movie. I just thought it was terrific.
It was cute. It was a great idea, you know. So
yeah.
You know, now we have the counterpart, huh?
We do have a counterpart, What Men Want. And this is going to do well, I think, because it is a great concept. We have Taraji P. Henson, Tracy Morgan starring in this. And this is about, this star follows the story of a female sports agent played by Henson, who has been constantly boxed out by her male companions. Obviously, being a sports agent, this is kind of a male-dominated world. She gains the power to hear men's thoughts, and she's able to shift the paradigm to her advantage as she races to sign the NBA's next superstar. Taraji P. Henson, Tracy Morgan, 61% recommending. They say that this probably should make about $24 million this weekend and come in at number two.
Well, Steve-O, I can understand why men would want to know, like this, like Taraji P., what, you know, they would want to know what women want, because they're a mystery. Guys, we're not much of a mystery. Although I've seen the trailer, I think this is cute. But, you know, I'm just saying.
Simple beasts. That's
yeah, I mean, you know, hey, feed us, love us every once in a while, you know, pat us on the head. Hey, we're happy, you know, it's okay.
I think
low maintenance.
Women already know what we think. Who knows?
Right, exactly. I mean, it's like, hey, what do you want to do? And, of course, now they want to, you know, weaponize it and take our fun away and hashtag us at every turn. But that's okay. We'll behave ourselves.
We will get into that in a moment. Okay, we have Everybody Knows out this weekend, too. I've been looking forward to this. The trailers look great. You have a great cast. This follows Laura, played by Penelope Cruz, on her travels from Argentina to her small hometown in Spain for her sister's wedding. She brings her two kids along. And amid this joyful reunion and festivities, the eldest daughter is abducted. And in the tense days that follow, various family and community tensions surface and deeply hidden secrets are revealed. Got a great cast here. Penelope Cruz, Javier Bardem, Ricardo Duran. We have Eduardo Fernandez. It's subtitled. It looks great. Everybody knows 63% recommending that this weekend.
Okay.
We also have a movie called Under the Eiffel Tower, which is only getting 33%, but, you know, this looks like one of those charming...
I thought you said the critics were in a good mood.
Well, this is the one sour note, perhaps.
The one bad mood moment they had? Okay, all right.
I don't know. I'm just following
you. I'm taking notes here, that's all.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
This is about Stuart. He's having a midlife crisis. After he loses his job, he tags along with his best friend's family on a vacation to Paris. And then he humiliates himself by proposing to their 24-year-old daughter under the Eiffel Tower. Okay?
Oi.
That doesn't go well. Then he teams up with Liam, who's a self-proclaimed ladies' man, and the two head off to the French countryside where they soon cross paths with Louise, a beautiful vineyard owner. Love is on the horizon, but Stuart's going to have to get past a few hurdles and out of his own way in order to find love in this romantic coming-of-middle-age comedy. There you go.
Yeah, get out of his own way along with a proposal to a 24-year-old girl. Yeah, okay.
I mean, it probably got carried away. They were under the Eiffel Tower.
That'll do it to you every time.
Now let's talk about Cold Pursuit. This is a movie which has been in the news for all the wrong reasons here lately. This stars Liam Neeson as Nels Coxman. He is a family man whose quiet life with his wife, played by Laura Dern, is upended when following the mysterious death of their son. Nell's search for justice turns into a vengeful hunt for Viking. He's a drug lord who believes that he believes is connected to his son's death. And as one by one of Viking's associates disappear, Nels goes from an upstanding citizen to an ice-cold vigilante, letting nothing and no one get in his way. Now, as you may have heard, you've heard about this, right?
I heard a big thump when all the investors of the movie hit the ground after Liam, felt that he needed to have a coming out moment.
I don't know. According to what he was saying, this is what he said on Good Morning America. He was doing this press junket, and that's where they bring in the media and they do interview after interview. And he was talking to a lady journalist from an English newspaper, and the topic of the film was revenge, of course. Mm-hmm. And the lady said, "How do you tap into that?" And he remembered an incident 40 years ago when a friend of his was brutally raped. When he was out of the country, and when he came back, she told him about it, and he had never felt a feeling before, which was this primal urge to lash out. And so what he said was he went out trying to kill any black expletive that came in his path, and this to avenge his friends. But he didn't. These are just the feelings he had. But, boy, they've really – things have caught fire. I mean, they had to cancel the red carpet at the New York City premiere, canceled Colbert. And now there are calls for Liam Neeson to be digitally erased from the Men in Black film coming out later this year. I don't know. I mean, it's just very unfortunate because these movies cost a lot of money. They employ a lot of people. They have a lot of people that are – and then an offhanded remark like this obviously can sink the whole thing. I'm not sure what's going to happen. They were saying that it was going to make about $11.5 million. I'm not sure now. What do you think?
Zero. Yeah, this is devastating because – you know, the sensitive culture that we're in right now, hashtags abound. He's being honest, and the world and America is not. They don't want honesty, and you know all this stuff that's going on. I mean, I've got people checking back over my high school annuals and college. Annuals and things like that to see, you know, if there was anything crazy, you know, I mean, anymore. I mean, this is all over the top. But, yeah, it's it was one of those things that was probably just left alone. But, you know, when he put it out there, this is the reaction right now, the sensitivity of this. And
we are living in these sensitive times. This did happen 40 years ago. He didn't act on it. He just felt these feelings, and like I said, he was being honest.
Well, thank God. I mean, he acted on it in as much as that he went looking, you know, for somebody. But thank God that that somebody didn't come across his path because of the anger, you know, that he felt. And gosh, I mean, this is the thing that's so deleterious about people. You know, about our humanity, when we get angry, we can, we can be pretty brutal. And the fact of the matter is that resides in all of us, given, the inopportunity of expression.
Yep. Brighter days are on the way, though.
I hope so, but it's something that this culture has got to work out, Steve-O. But meanwhile, hey, that's why we go to the movies, right? To get away from it all. We'll see you
all
there.
Right.
He's the movie guy, Steve Evans. I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Steve-O.
Have a great weekend.
You got it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do the letters IRS